Hello.
Hi, Carolyn. It's Lisa calling you from Content Hub LLC. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Is it a good time to talk now? You available?
Yes, it is a good time.
Okay, perfect. So what's going on, Carolyn? I believe you haven't placed the order yet, so I wanted to follow up with you regarding that. Are there any issues, concerns that you're worried about?
We noticed that in the body of the offer, it didn't say developmental editing, but on the invoice it did. So I didn't know if that needed to be fixed. And we're not clear on what you mean by the developmental editing. The other issue is whether or not the book covers are in 3D.
Okay, all right. These are very petty issues. Let me clarify that over the phone with you, and I will also send you an email, okay? Now, first of all,
Okay.
the book cover, that's going to be 3D, of course, okay? So we don't
Okay.
sell mediocre book covers at all. We always create 3D book covers. So when you see a book cover somewhere in the package, that means it's 3D, okay? So that is
Okay.
covered. Now, when we talk about developmental editing, I explained to you the process last time that we will send you an editorial report first. That means we are working on the transition and the flow or the narrative of the book itself. It's not just the basic edits. And in the last phase of it, we are going to cover the basic editing, which is a compliance check, you know, in terms of having the punctuation, grammar, typo, formatting, all of that fixed. So that's like the final phase of developmental editing. Developmental editing means that if there are any parts which needs to be revised or rewritten, rephrased, we will be willing to do that for you. Of course, you will be providing directions as to what you approve or disapprove, but according to that, the team will be working on your book and having the book revised. So developmental editing covers all aspects of editing, just to clarify. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so
Okay,
what
that's
else?
simple. That's easy. Now, my other question is, what is your physical address?
Well, I believe you have the address. You don't have the address? It's on the side
No, I
sheet.
don't have it.
Okay, let me give that to
Oh,
you
the
if
agreement?
you want the address to be in the agreement.
Well, I didn't know if I was going to mail a check. And then do I make the check
Okay.
out to Content Writing Hub? Those two questions.
Okay, let me ask you this. Why aren't you paying with your card instead of a
I
check?
just not I'm just not where I have it on me.
Okay, all right. Now, check is going to be a very long procedure. You know, it's going to reflect, and then we'll have to check with our merchant. So let me have a discussion with
Well, I
my
may go the
finance.
other,
I'm
but
sorry?
what is your physical mailing address?
Physical mailing address. Okay, I can get that to you. Well, our address for the office is 99 Wall Street, Suite 2424, New York, and the zip code is 10005. But I doubt we accept checks like that because it becomes very inconvenient. So I would recommend you to hold on to that. Let me have a discussion with the finance team and see if we can figure out any alternate methods. How about you wire the amount to us? Can you do that?
Well, no, I have another. No, I can wait a minute and use the credit card. I have another question.
Okay, go
Okay, so
ahead.
I noticed you're operating between New York and your phone number is from like Illinois and then Minnesota is
That's
where
right.
you
We
show
have,
your phone number at.
let me clarify that. We have different branches in other cities and states as well. Now, they are not really huge offices. This is the headquarters where we operate from. And another thing about the number, numbers are operated from a server. So I'm sure that you must be seeing a different number coming up. So that's not a big deal. It's all from the server.
How do you call into the New York office?
Well, you're talking to me in the New York office.
Oh, you're in the New York office.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Anything else that you have going on, you know, in your mind?
Just those two issues were not in the initial proposal, so we didn't know. I
Okay.
guess that Ryan was tired or something. I guess we were waiting.
Okay, all right. Okay,
He
no
told us he
worries
was
at all.
tired, so we just let him go and figured we understand he was really that tired, so we sort of let him go.
Okay, all right. That's
And
completely
that's
understandable.
why we're talking to you because he was tired. So I
Okay.
thought, well, if he's tired, I maybe better wait on you.
Right. I completely understand where you're coming from. So no worries, Carolyn. Let me send you an email, and also I will let you know about the check, okay?
Okay, so in the initial thing he sent, which I don't know if it's dated. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have developmental editing within the publishing package offer. It does have it on the invoice, though. It also doesn't state that it's a 3D cover, book cover design, front and back and the side.
Okay.
It isn't
right.
Clear. And it's
I got those 2 points covered. So I will send you the contract again. I'll take that from Ryan, have that edited, and I will include both of these points in that contract. Apart from that, anything else you would like to revise in the contract?
Let's see. It would be the 3D, the developmental editing, if you can clarify that a little bit. I think that's it.
Okay.
And then I guess
right.
I need to. Okay, and then I'll try to get to where my credit card is for you and use it. I just don't have it where I'm at.
Okay, that's completely fine. So you can just look into that credit card option. Meanwhile, I'm going to work with my finance and see if we can work the check option. If not, then we'll have to look for any alternate methods, like maybe you can pay via credit card or any other debit card you have, or we can wire the amount. So these are the only options that we have available. Okay, so
I'll have to get to where my credit cards are. My credit cards aren't where I'm at. I'm actually out of town. So I have to go back, and when I get back, I can use the credit card.
Okay, and how long do you think that would take?
I'll probably know by Monday.
Okay, that sounds great. So
and
I
that was it. But he was so tired, I let him go and said, let me talk to Lisa. Probably
that's
is something
fine.
Simple. I'm glad it was simple. Okay,
yeah,
thank you so much.
No
okay, have a good day.
All.
Thank you.
You too. Have
bye-bye.
A great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.